Now, one state that's seen a surge in unemployment claims is New Jersey, which had managed to avoid the worst of the recession until now. Joel Rose reports.
To get a feel for New Jersey's labor market, just spend an hour or two at the One Stop Career Center in West Deptford, across the river from Philadelphia.
Good morning, Gloucester County One Stop. How may I direct your call?
The phone barely stops ringing. The waiting room is full of people trying to speak with career counselors or to find out why there's a problem with their unemployment benefits. Mike Collins is a commercial diver who specializes in underwater construction. He says work has been scarce for months.
My last job, actually, 2 weeks ago, and that was a one-week job, so it's kind of hit and miss right now.
Can you remember the last time it was this slow?
No, actually, I can't. I mean, this is real bad. In 11 years of doing it, it's never been this slow for me, so that's why we're here.
Others say the rapidly crumbling economy caught them by surprise.
I worked Saturday and had seven jobs to do. And I walk in Tuesday and I got laid off. It's unbelievable.
Ann Diener lost her job as an alarm technician at ADT Security Systems in February.
I don't foresee myself finding a job in the real near future with the money that I was making. There is absolutely nothing in the papers or on the internet. And I've put in for part-time jobs, even at a shop right or whatever, just to make some extra money, and I've heard absolutely nothing back.
For much of the past year, unemployment figures in New Jersey had been lower than those in other parts of the country, but they've been catching up fast, says Rutgers University economics professor Joseph Seneca.
A falling tide lowers all boats. We are now experiencing that ebbing tide full blast.
This week, the state released new data showing that New Jersey lost more than 80,000 jobs last year, the most since 1991, along with another 9,000 jobs in January. Seneca says the housing boom and bust were less pronounced in New Jersey than in some other states, and manufacturing hasn't been a big part of the Garden State's economy in years.
So while the national economy, labor markets were really severely affected there, we probably were somewhat insulated. But this recession is now spread throughout the economy. Certainly New Jersey's exposed in finance, particularly New Jerseyans working in Wall Street.
But perhaps nothing has hurt the Garden State more than the collapse in consumer spending. Vicki Klamath of East Windsor lost her job as a retail store manager in September, and she still hasn't found anything to replace it.
I have two dependent children as a single mom, and I have no job. Right now I am struggling, and this is my sixth month being out of work, looking.
Klamath has a son in college and a daughter who still lives at home.
We've cut down on everything. We don't eat out at all, number one. But as far as even groceries, day-to-day groceries, we've limited ourselves to maybe one or two meals a day. That's how I'm getting by, so that I can pay my bills.
But Klamath's unemployment benefits are about to run out. She came to the Career Center to find out if she's eligible for an extension. If she's not, Klamath doesn't know what she'll do next. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in New Brunswick, New Jersey.